dial your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
This is Miss Wonder, thing called Night Session, talking to you on a Friday night. We're having a really good time. We're listening to our Leonard Skinner album, One More from the Road. And on this side, we're listening to I guess we're listening to Traveling Man. And after this, come Whiskey Rock and Roll. And after that, it's Sweet Home Alabama. And who knows when you're going to hear this message. So as far as I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you that I made this message 5 minutes before you heard it. How you like that? To Bob X, thank you very much for the information. We will hang tight. You know, I mean, hopefully we'll be able to make sure everything will work out just smooth and, you know, everything will work out just fine. But hey, no, just hang tight. Don't get me all out, man. Don't worry about it. Everything's groovy, man. We were listening to Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, earlier, live at the Fillmore East, 1971, but now we're listening to Leonard Skinner. And I already told you that, didn't I? Okay, well, hey, take it easy, man, okay? Hey, have you ever read the lyrics to Guns N' Roses album? I read the lyrics, and they're good for the stupid lyrics that they are. They are good, you know. Don't talk much more about them, you know, just fucking this rad-ass, irresponsible lifestyle. But hey, they do it good, you know, the way they present it. Okay, well, hey, you have a great night, okay?
Tuesday, 1:42 a.m. from...
On the count of 3, say Struth. 1, 2, 3,
Struth! Oh God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492.
That's a pretty funny thing out there.
Moist
jail.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
Friday, September 2nd, 5:33 p.m. from...
Well, unable to comply. Commander Hawkins is on the bridge. Captain Dave is on the holodeck. He is currently running a holodeck program. The program is a Kit Kat plus simulation. Sit, gun, and food. Fantasy number 1, the Alpha. Structural failure imminent. Dave's gravitational mass has become too large. Commander Hawkins is no longer on the bridge. Commander Hawkins is intent forward. Commander Hawkins is watching Babylon 5. If Dave does not stop eating, he will have consumed all food on the ship in 6.2 hours. Warning, Dave is overloading the food replicator. All computer memory is currently being used to process Dave's food request.
Warning,
memory unit overload. Shutting down all non-essential systems.
Structural failure imminent.
Tuesday, May 3rd, 11:23 p.m.
Star Trek, The Next Generation is over.
Press 1 to play a file, 2 to record a file, 3 for conferencing, 4 to monitor ports, 5 to issue a new mailbox, 6 to monitor lines, 7 to go to the post office, and 0 to hang up. Press 1 to validate, 2 to review, 3 to record a personal message, 4 to play or pound to exit. This is the bulletin board. Press 1 to replay the last message. Press 2 to start the current message from the beginning. Press 3 to skip to the next message.
Hi, kiddies, it's your old friend Ronald. I'm back, and I'm meaner than ever. I'm going to be cutting you off and muting you all day and all night long. Did you miss me? Who gives a fuck?
It's time for you to go bye-bye. I'm sorry to ruin your fun.
Thank you. Please take me off.
Don't you have school in the morning?
Who?
That's the buzzer, and when the buzzer goes off, it means it's time for you to go nigh-nigh.
Jenny wanted us to let Rommel know.
What power I wield. As soon as I tell everyone to be quiet, they do. I'm like a party line monitor, and that means I'm like cool, and like I can kick your ass.
I'm impressed.
Hey, Denny.
Hey, buddy.
Who are you? Hey, Denny.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, this is Junior.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, how come my butt?
Ha ha. Yo, what was that? Was that Junior?
No.
Hey, buddy.
Ha ha, what a trip. Mally, darling.
Yes.
Hey, Mally, how you doing? How are they, Mally?
Getting really good at that, you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would that be all right, you think? Right now?
Oh, yeah, sure, huh? That's fine. Put him in the freezer there.
Danny, can you help Ron get on the line? He called and he wanted to get in.
Yeah, okay. I owe him some money. I better not let him on. Yeah, I bought my heroin from him last week.
Bria.
What?
How do you know me?
There's this one, I don't know if you've heard about it, this guy has a little mailbox, and the phone number is, maybe you've heard him, 1181, and he has some kind of greeting recording on there, I think it's a recording. Well, I heard that you like Mystery Science Theater 3000, that's cool, and I think the recording on this guy's mailbox, I think it's MST3000, I'm not sure, but it sounds like that, sounds like it. Okay.
End of message.
Saturday, 11:48 p.m. from...
What keeps me going is knowing that every day he's going to come up with another one of these little one-liners.
Saturday, 6:08 a.m.
You know, we'll all be dead someday, and knowing that is the only thing that really keeps me going.
End of message. Saturday, 11:47 p.m. from...
Yes, I do, as tapes will evidence.
Saturday, 12:24 p.m. from...
A 1980 VW Rabbit. You think you get ridiculed and chastised?
Saturday, 12:12 p.m.
You are ultimate scum.
End of message. Saturday, 11:34 p.m. from...
Hi, how are you doing? I made this message to you. I didn't want anyone else to know about this, but you know what? I know it's kind of weird, you might understand, but I think you know.
Saturday, 11:20 p.m. from...
Oh, that's stomach acid.
I would like it if those of you who liked my outgoings would begin to call 9939 and listen to the outgoings. I don't know if any of you are doing it. Since you can't leave a message there, when that outgoing is complete, you press 2 and leave a message in my 993-7984 box. However, I've only had a few comments, and those I've had have been on my 8-4 outgoings. Now maybe I'm being conceited and my outgoings aren't worth any comment on. But I haven't heard anything, so I just wondered. It's important to me to get my important message about life across. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I gotta go.
End of message. Saturday, 9:26 p.m. from
Frank Tampa.
Identify and get back. I think I know it. Not totally sure.
Saturday, 8:38 p.m.
You don't want anything normal, okay? Well, you might be able to do something with some of the stuff, but some of the lines are pretty mean. But I don't know. I don't know what universe you're from, so it's hard to tell.
You're no more important to me than a tree or a flower. Truth. More to me than just a pet, but it's a more that is immeasurable. What I mean by no more important than a tree is that I treat the tree and flower with no less respect or attention than I treat you. Every living thing is important, but when it becomes a disturbance to something that can annihilate it and refuses to heed warnings of being murdered and is able to run away from the potential danger, then that's when I kill flies. At first I was disturbed by what I read about how the Buddhists say that flies are reincarnated loved ones, but there appears no certainty. It does not appear tangibly or intangibly. Therefore, I dismiss the saying as mere superstition. But I have noticed that when I resist the concept of being awakened in the morning by a fly buzzing on my fucking face, then sure enough, I will a fly to buzz in my face and have difficulty falling back asleep because the fucker waits until I'm about dozed off, then fucks with me until I get out of bed and kill it. It's been my simple understanding that both flies and moths fly around humans so they can be killed. God knows they have enough space that they don't need the space in my face. Spiders, moths, and flies are welcomed in my house as long as they don't fuck with me personally nor trespass on my bed. When they do, I swiftly and lovingly kill them as quickly as possible so that they will not have to suffer. When I was a typically American teenage psychotic, I would injure fly and other insects and then douse them with kerosene or rubbing alcohol and then torch them. Caterpillars as well, until guilt set in about the fact that I was denying a living creature its chance to fly. So anyhow, every living thing is important. Everything that is something is a living thing. Your car.
End of message. Saturday, 12:46 a.m. from.
Would someone please tell this fellow that, well, his sentiments may be in the right place, he's got the wrong guy. I am Ronald Redfall, and he sent this to someone with latex tampons on their name. That was him. So, most of you will probably think he's more funny in the background than I am here, so why don't I get in the background and be real funny?
That's why shows have laugh tracks. Put in a little laugh track so that they know when the joke has been told, so that they will know when to laugh. That's what it is. That's why shows have laugh tracks. It's crazy. It is absolutely flat out crazy. We are not a very highly educated and intelligent country. I don't care who says we are. They're just lying to you. Taya Farrell's telling you the truth. Taya Farrell's name begins with a T, and that rhymes with the T that begins the word truth. No question about it. That's why, I don't really worry that much about it, but I think that we do need to stop BSing ourselves. And we BS the hell out of ourselves. I mean, really we do, as Americans. We're always talking about how great we are, and, I BS all the time. I come on the show and say, up and down the West Coast of this great country, what the hell's great about the people in this country? What the hell is great about the people in this country? They have some of the lowest IQs, certainly have some of the highest illiteracy rates. Scorn education. That's what Prop 187 was about. That's why Californians were very quick to jump on old racist Pete Wilson's bandwagon and to vote for 1A87. Why? Because it denied children education. Well, they said, crap, I don't have any education, they say. So why the hell should they have it? Forget it. Children don't need education. Yeah, Governor Hall, what a great guy you are. What a great governor. Yeah, that's right. Deny these little bastards education. They don't stop and think. If people don't have an education, people don't really begin to develop their thinking processes. People don't really then have the tools upon which to build a foundation of productivity and positivism that can bring about a higher degree of stability in our society. It doesn't matter to them, because they don't even think that way. I work hard. And, sure, I don't got a PhD. Well, no one's asking you to get a PhD. Just read a little. You know, open up your brain. Think a little. You gotta read a little, think a little. Then maybe you'll stop stinking a whole lot. It's incredible.
In the summer, in dry weather, the turkeys kick up dust that hangs over Moroni like a smog cloud. They're busy then, eating and gaining weight. Turkeys are good at that. They can grow from the egg to 45 pounds in just 27 weeks. Now, in the fall, the ground is cold and wet, and the turkeys stand around huddled into huge white clouds, 20,000 here, 30,000 across the road. Each turkey looks the same, like a small white ostrich with a bright red wattle and sky blue stain around its eyes. Every eye holds the same bewildered look, the kind of look that says, "What was I saying? What was I saying?"
It's said that a small turkey is so stupid that if he puts his head in a water trough, sometimes they'll forget to take it out and drown themselves.
That's Ken Christensen. He's 21 and runs his family's turkey farm.
And we have others that we have ventilation fans in our coops, and they will, if you don't keep those fans covered, they will fly up to see what the fan is and fly right into it and kill themselves that way. And quite often when we get storms and things like that come real suddenly down through the valley, they'll begin to climb on one another, especially if they're just new, they're just young turkeys. They'll get out in the middle of a big field and just begin jumping on top of each other, and all the ones on the bottom will get killed eventually because they just keep jumping. So you have to keep them under a shed. And when they're young, you have to make sure they get under the shed when it starts raining or anything like that, because a lot of times they'll just stay out in the weather and kill themselves. Yeah, there are a lot of different ways. Turkeys are suicidal by nature, I believe. It's just the way they are. And they're not terribly smart.
I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me.
Skip it! Skip it!
Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid.
You stupid, dumb shit!
Stupid, stupid. Stupid, stupid.
I think I'm dumb. I think I'm dumb.
The time is right, your perfume fills my head. The stars get red and oh, the night's so blue.
Stupid dumb, stupid dumb.
And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid, stupid, stupid.
He's not too bright.
This is really stupid, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it?
This is really stupid, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it?
This is really stupid, isn't it?
Isn't it?
This is really stupid, isn't it?
Elin Gonzalez, he
He is the media darling that they like to see. They watch him go pee, look at him playing, playing Nintendo while Barney's asleep on the floor. Let's give him all the stupid people. Where do they all come from? All the stupid people, where do they all belong? Look at this moron, cutting me off on the freeway because he can't drive. He should not be alive. Here comes George Jr., constructing sentences badly while he smirks and grins. Will he get in? All the stupid people, where do they all come from? All the stupid people, where do they all belong? I look at all the stupid people. I look at all the stupid people. Monica Lewinsky, down on her knees in an office that's oval in shape. They have her on tape, Limbaugh and Laura, turning it into a radio moral crusade. They need to get laid, all the stupid people. Where do they all come from? All the stupid people, where do they all belong?
Stephen. Stephen King killed John Lennon?
He's the one getting John.
This is an idiot alert.
I repeat, this
is an idiot alert.
Wait,
please excuse
the
idiot caller now on the air. This caller is an idiot. I repeat, an idiot.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what happened there. You set off our alarms.
Well, anyhow, man, what you were saying was you were asking me, hey, you know, can I not achieve happiness through, peace of mind, relaxation, whatever, through yoga and all the Zen and all that shit you were telling me about? Neither could I, man. I couldn't, okay? I can't. For some reason, it turns me off greatly. It greatly turns me off. I mean, my dad is into that shit up the yang yang yong yu. It's gone, man. He's there. You know? Son of a bitch, man. The dude, at least was. I haven't seen the motherfucker for months, man. I haven't seen my mom or my dad, but I wrote my mom a letter, and I think I pissed her off, but oh well. Whatever, but bullshit. Anyhow, hey, listen, I'm gonna make one more message, okay? One more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey, it can count. Party line knows how to count.
Huh? Who called in?
I'm on line 15, so don't cut me off.
Cut you off, everybody.
Oh, no, please don't.
Just kidding. I was just fooling around. I won't really cut you off.
Drop.
Oh, shit, I cut him off by accident there, buddy.
Who called in?
Hey,
that's Ron?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, Denny, how you doing?
I guess the reboot happened at 12:30.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I actually taped the reboot. It was kind of cool.
Did you tape it?
Yeah, I got it on tape. It's kind of cool.
Cheap. David.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of different people on a drag.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of non-talkers.
We had a good group of people before, but I have nowhere. I can reach a couple of them, but most of them, they all got dropped.
Yeah.
I wondered what it was.
The daughter?
So cool.
I saw that, and I didn't know what it was.
What's up, Maria?
How old are you, Maria?
17.
Where do you live by?
Northside on...
Hey, buddy. Buddy. Yeah, what line are you on there, buddy?
I don't know you. And I want to go first.
Yeah, where'd Denny go?
I don't know.
It's kind of a trip. He'd call in and not talk like that. I may just have to cut his ass off.
What's wrong with you, too?
Huh?
I was kind of wondering where Denny went to.
I met you.
Who called in?
I didn't meet you
No, I didn't meet nobody in Mount Pleasant from here.
Hey, it's good to see you.
All right.
They're all fucking freaks, man.
Thursday, 11 a.m. from...
John. Yeah, Bill, this is John Reddy, and payment is due on your voicemail box for December, January, February, and March. That's 4 months at $36. And you can send the check to John Reddy Drive, Los Altos, 94024, or call me at 408-988.
Today at 12:29 a.m.
You have just heard episode 9 of Midnight Voice Jail. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel D. Monique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel D. Monique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.